Chapter 13. Calgary. Calgary is a Canadian city close to the Rocky Mountains. It has lots of parks and rivers, but also lots of cafes, shops, tall buildings, cars, and trains. Many creatures live there too. More than 10,000 mallards stay on Calgary's lakes in the winter, because it is warmer in the city than in the country. But these beautiful birds have a problem. There is not much food for them to eat in the city, because there is a lot of snow. They have to fly out of the city to find food. Then they fly back to Calgary to feel warm again. Some animals live outside the city and come in for food. But these intelligent birds do the opposite. Moose are tall, with long legs. They are the heaviest creatures in the deer family. They are not very frightened of the city. Calgary has lots of green places, and the moose like them. In 2018, a moose came into the middle of Calgary and walked along the road. Sometimes the moose eat the grass near Calgary Airport or the apples in people's gardens. Mallard. Porcupines are mammals with thousands of sharp quills. They like climbing trees, and they like Calgary's parks because there are lots of plants to eat. Some people in Calgary give their old Christmas trees to the porcupines because the porcupines like eating them. In the past, there were not many bobcats in North America, but now there are more of them. Maybe this is because the winters are warmer now. Bobcats are also learning not to be frightened of people. In Calgary, they sometimes come into streets and gardens to hunt for food, but sometimes they attack family pets. Bobcats are much bigger than house cats, and they can kill bigger animals. Often bobcats jump on other animals from above. Coyotes are intelligent, and they have sharp teeth. They kill and eat lots of other creatures. In the city, they eat everything, from rubbish to pet food, and sometimes pets. Coyotes are part of life in Canada, and there are lots of very old stories about them. White-tailed jackrabbits have grey fur, but it turns white in winter. It is difficult to see them in the snow. Jackrabbits usually move around in the very early morning or very late evening. But in Calgary, sometimes they move in the middle of the day because it is not dangerous. They can run at 55 kilometres per hour. Porcupine. Quill. Bobcat. Coyote. White-tailed jackrabbit. Canada is famous for its black bears. They usually live in the woods. Because they sleep all winter, they need to eat a lot of food in autumn. Hungry bears sometimes come to the edge of Calgary because they want to find food. It is very important to keep away from them. These big animals are furry, but they can also be dangerous. People build cities for people. But animals do not understand this. No one can tell a coyote, "Stay in the woods," or tell a bird, "Don't fly." No one can tell a fox, "Don't walk down the street." It is not always easy for wildlife and people to live together. But we all want to survive. Our cities are growing. We need to make places for people and animals to live together. How can you help? Put up a nesting box. Teach other people about wildlife. Try to change things. It is very important to do the right thing for the animals around us. Next time you are walking down a city street, look up, down, and around. What wildlife can you see? Black bear. Penguin Readers, Wild Cities, Ben Lerwill, Level 2. Retold by Sophia Kahn. Illustrated by Harriet Hobday. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2022.